Hello and welcome to the Punk Rock Skunk Podcast. I am your host, Ollie, and joining me this week, it's not Hells. I have new co-hosts, special guests. It's Graham.
Hello.
And I've already forgotten his name.
Cedric.
There we go. And we are here in Torquay for Bowling for Soup. Graham's a super fan.
You could say that.
This is like 120th time you've seen him.
123rd.
So we kicked off, I can't even remember, Thomas Hayden... No.
Thomas Nicholson. Thomas Nichols. He's the dude from American Pie.
And we've just seen the When December Falls. What do you think of them?
They were actually not bad. As much as we could listen to being in the queue for the band, because the bar queue took as long as the band took to play.
Yeah. If anybody remembers back to the Gojira episode, basically about as bad as that. I didn't mind them, but it's not really my cup of tea. As long-time listeners of this podcast will know, I'm not a fan of female singers. I mean, I like them, but there's certain things I'm like, yeah, I like that, but other... Like, what's her face? Liz Hale Storm. I don't mind, she's pretty good, I like her. But no, yeah, so...
As we said, though, about the female singers, I was very surprised to realise that Arch Enemy was a female singer.
No, I have no idea.
She is scary.
It's like, is that the, has she got, like, white hair?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, she does.
Ah, yes, I think I know which one you mean. Yeah, so that's When December Falls, or As December Falls, or oh, there's somebody with a t-shirt. It's As December Falls. That's very helpful. Thank you. Coming up next, Bowling for Soup. Yay! Graham, now you're driving, I'm going to distract you with loads of questions.
Go for it. You got your podcast on, have you?
We're rolling.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hello. So, Bowling for Soup.
Yes.
What did you guys think?
Loved it. I've only seen them about 5 or 6 times. Love them every time.
Where the fuck is this guy going?
I don't know. Maybe we can't get out this way. Top form. As always, top form.
So I need your help singing. Who's with me?
Here we go.
they never seem to disappoint. I think there's some shows obviously which are better than others.
Yeah, there's always everyone's different.
But in general, I think I'm driving on a path here, not a road. But anyway,
but you've admitted that during a recorded podcast.
That's all right.
Nobody fucking listens to it, so I wouldn't really worry.
I'm going to make a point to listen to it just to get one listener. No, it was a. I'm not going to say anything. I can't say anything bad about the show. It was not
the best show I've heard them do. It's definitely not the worst.
Okay. How the fuck do you say the name of this thing?
It's not a city.
Is it Torquay? Or is it Torquay? Or is it Torquay?
It's a shithole.
The first one, Torquay.
Rock and roll, sing.
Torquay.
It's not like the butter.
So they don't have that here, Rod. We've already talked about that.
Sorry, Jared.
We got blocked, Rachel.
So it's like something something from you.
We got blocked.
Torquay, like a key. Did you hear them apply that shit? I got it right. Go up there and say it right to the thing.
Wait, but I missed what he said. Is it Torquay? Someone sat down. Who's fucking with me?
It's okay. They're from somewhere else.
They can't say where I live.
Yeah, I was about to say where I thought that person was from, but anytime you're in any city in this country, you name any other place, the crowd boos.
Boo for saying another place.
Okay, let's hear it from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is a bunch of bad shit.
See, sometimes you get other.
They just cheered Milwaukee, goddamn.
That's like where.
That's where Miller Lite is from. And that's where
it's also where Jeffrey Dahmer killed him.
Yes, but he didn't wait for him.
He was very thoughtful.
He was a true hunter.
You used all the seals.
I think he's just an asshole.
You are what you eat.
Let's give it up for
not Jeffrey Dahmer.
I thought we were being
the next thing I want to say is this, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you have had your tickets to this show for 2 fucking years. And the truth is, when we came back to make up our tour over here, this place, this big new hill was set up as a place that was doing medical stuff for COVID. I give it up for this place. And we weren't able to come. So everybody told us to cancel.
Speak for yourself.
All of Milwaukee, Wisconsin were like, fuck that place. Our managers, our agents, everybody was like, you gotta fucking cancel. It's not gonna be worth your while. And we said, fuck that.
We already got the money, we might as well play the fucking show.
At least we can do.
But it's not the money, Chris. It's the fact that you guys waited 2 years to see the greatest band of your life.
Well, you played 2 songs. Good night.
See you next time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to do a song for you guys. Because this song is a song about love. And love lost. But it's also a song where you can all learn a little something. This song is about how no matter what happens, you should never, ever, ever vandalize your ex-girlfriend's car. Up in your arms, I wanna say, up in your arms.
but it was a very, very, very good show. Nice considering it's been, I think it's been 4 years since the last time I saw them live.
Okay.
And it's definitely been, obviously after COVID there's not been many live gigs, and obviously family get in the way and stuff like that, and you know, baby commitments and stuff like that, so I don't know how often I'm going to get to do these gigs, but it was definitely worth it, you know.
Thomas, Ian, Nicholas, everybody, for playing earlier on. Can I get that mic here so you say what you do though, so I don't hear you? Thank you. Sorry guys, I was just, this news just in, As the Cinder Falls is fucking awesome. It really was, it's like, I felt like a newscaster.
So, okay.
He's up there going, can we get the thing with the stuff and the deal, not this thing.
Everyone hears again that it's because our front of house sound engineer was talking and we can hear him. So it sounds like when they're cheering, they're like, yeah, no, can you guys not fucking do that?
Wait, can you guys do me a favor and make more noise in between songs?
Yeah.
Fucking
oh,
noise.
Man, talk about a faux pas.
Just because we're not playing doesn't mean you have to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I didn't mean you guys.
We're English,
we're polite. Hey, guys, remember earlier when I told you to shut up? I'm sorry about that. I did not mean it. Look at you guys. The sparkly shit below.
Is that your natural beard color?
Nobody fuck with that guy. Jesus Christ.
It's all lit up.
That means like me and Chris combined. And we grew up instead of out. Jesus Christ.
That guy chopped down a Christmas tree. He just grabbed it and ran
out. You do look like a lumberjack. Just turn around and give everybody a wedding.
That's okay. You're a lumberjack. It's okay.
This is a good song.
I was surprised. I knew 90% of the songs. I was like, "Ooh, I like this one. Ooh, I like this one. Ooh," and they played my favourite Emily.
That's it, you know, because they know that there is some people out there who do only know the old school stuff.
Yeah.
So they will play it just to keep the fans happy. You know?
Although they didn't do, what was it 2113?
Yes, 2113. It's. They wouldn't really do that one much. It was only, it's off one of their earlier albums, Rock on Honourable Ones. It's a great song, it really is, but it's not from their popular album.
And I think they're the only band that can come on to one of their own songs.
Yes.
It's like the warm-up song. It's like, yeah, we're going to use one of our own songs, not like sort of Metallica or, who is it? Black Label Society use like War Pigs.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you play your own song. I'm about to lose my state. And I was very confused by the fifth man on the in the on the stage. I was like, what's all that about? They had their own bar on stage.
Yes.
That's just genius.
That's bold of soup.
I'm going to speak to the rest of my bandmates and say, can we, I know you're all driving, but can we put a bar on the, but just fill it with lemonade.
I don't know whether you know this one, but this for your podcast. Did you know that 1985 is actually a cover?
I think I did.
Okay. Who did the original?
Some obscure band I couldn't even tell you, but it's Bowl and Soup actually do a lot of covers, but what they do is they do covers of songs which not many people have heard of anyway, so from bands which not a lot of people have heard of anyway, so it's you don't realise it's a cover.
Mm. They haven't done. They did. They're not the ones that did Stacey's Mum.
as much as people think they are. No, they're
do not. Do Stacey's Mum. That's not us.
No, that's Fountains of Wayne.
Since we're 24, only with one man. What happened to her plan? She's gonna be a natural. She's gonna be a star. She's gonna shake the world.
US covers they've done. Again, I haven't heard the actual original, but their song off their Punch Drunk Love album, which is called Hey Jealousy, and that's a really good one if you get a chance to listen to it. It's one of the rare ones where they don't sing about boobs or beer.
Could have done without The Proposal.
Yes. I mean, it, like I said, it's sweet, and I've never actually experienced, been to a live show and someone's done that before.
Oh, it's my second.
But it is very, it's a cliche. That's the thing.
You know what's going to happen. Oh, we've got somebody coming up on stage that they want to get their partner. Oh, well, we know what's going to happen here.
Exactly. I'd love it if they did it one day and it was something completely different. You know, like say you're expecting it to happen, but then, yeah, I know, it's the woman, and she says something completely different. I don't know.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Something
like that, you know. But at least it would have been more interesting if the woman just had a little laugh at it. No.
Yeah.
It was good. Like I said, it was my first live proposal apart from my own. but mine was much more of a train wreck than that, so it's all good. She said yes. That's why it's a train wreck.
She said yes,
and it was like, oh, you called my bluff. had to end up following through with the thing, didn't I?
But you are good at following through with things.
Thank you.
Could have done without the joke segment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you could have had another two songs in there.
Yes, huh? How's it work? Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Each member of Mulling or Super Saiyan is taking one joke and one joke only. At the end of those jokes, you guys, with your applause or noise, will pick tonight's winner! We only ask you two things. First of all, please only vote once, because apparently that's what's wrong with our country. Secondly, please know that any noise you make will count towards that person's joke. First up, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Philip Say!
Hey, alright, so I would like to share something with you guys. So I've been traveling the world for years now, and there's one thing that I picked up, and it's really important, and I want to share this with you guys. It's that when life gives you melons, you're probably fucking dyslexic.
How many of you got that joke? I'm an idiot. I had to have it explained to me too, so we're all... The rest of us? Who didn't get that joke? And it's the same fucking people. Let's see how we do here. Ladies and gentlemen, up next, Mr. Christopher Lee Burney!
Hello, Brian. Good to be here. I'm glad it's starting to get kind of chilly outside, because it's been a long and hot summer. And anytime, like, it was super hot, I would try to, like, go to the beach and relax. And I'd throw my towel out there and lay down and start reading a book. And these dickheads in pita vests would come pick me up and throw me into the fucking ocean.
All right, good job, dude. Hi, my name is Jared. This is my joke. Tell you guys a story if you don't mind. There's this guy, and he dies. That's not the end. Yeah, let's hear it for death, everybody. Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck dead people. They're not here to defend themselves. Alright. This guy dies, and his widow, she throws him an amazing celebration of life. All of his friends are there, his family. They show videos of the man. He's just a great guy, and everybody celebrates this amazing, amazing man with music and song and stories. And at the end of all of this, the widow stands up and she says, "Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. If you'd like to have a word, please just step up to the podium." And his best friend stands up, because that's what a best friend should do. His best friend stands up and he marches up to that podium and he says one thing. He says, "Plethora." And as he's walking away, the widow, she stands up and she hugs him very, very tight. In his ear, she says, "That meant a lot." You'll get that one on the way home. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Watson!
So, this is actually a little personal. brain down for a second, but I've recently been diagnosed with being colorblind. I was surprised too. To be honest, the diagnosis came completely out of the orange.
We vote. All right, who is voting for Rob Bilicetti tonight? Who out there is voting for Mr. Christopher Lee Byrne? Any votes for me out there? I think that's it. I think I won. How many votes for Gary Wiseman?
When they do the they interrupt Punk Rock 101 for the photo opportunity, they've been doing that for years, and that, you kind of expect that, and that's fun, but I agree. I think the joke segment was, in my opinion, not needed, because they do jokes going around anyway, so it seems a bit more...
I don't know whether it was because Rob wanted a pee, because he kind of left the stage.
Oh, did he?
After he did his joke, he went, and then came back at the end, and I was like, where's Rob going?
Out of all the band members... You'd think Rob would be able to hold his bladder more than others.
Yeah.
You know, being a good 20 years younger than the rest of them.
Bring back Eric.
Oh, yeah. Have you, there's not been confirmed or anything like this, but on the new album there's a song called Burnout.
Okay.
And it literally is a song about, you know... About,
your clutch?
No. A friend who has ditched them all. And, you know, trying to make something of himself, but hasn't, and it's sort of, and then, you know, again, trying to make something and ditch everyone to make something, and a lot of people are speculating that that song is about Eric.
Mm.
Assuming Eric is a bandmate who dropped out.
Yeah, so Eric was the bassist before Rob turned up. So they were, Eric left in 2019, I want to say.
It wasn't long after the... acoustic in a church gig, wasn't it?
No, because I remember when I saw Bon of Soup in November of 2018, Rob was there, and I was like, who the hell are you? Where's Eric? And then when you look at the band t-shirt for that tour, Eric wasn't even on there. They haven't even got a picture of Eric. It's a picture of Rob. And
I remember when they announced it.
Yeah, I remember. It was, I can't remember the day. Like I said, I think it's 19, but... Yeah,
it was in the before times.
Yes, in the before times. But Rob. The thing is, Rob has always been.
Wasn't he the tech?
No, he wasn't tech. He was the bassist from the band Patent Pending.
Oh yeah.
But he's always been the floater. Like when Gary's daughter was being born, they had tickets. They had a show to play in Slam Dunk, and they were just like, "Can we do this? Can we not do this?" So they had Rob step in to be the drummer while Gary was off being a dad. So he's always been step up, but now he's officially part of the band, and you know, you see him on all the merch now. So.
Left of the Lights, to perform again.
Left of the Lights, okay, yeah. I thought it was right, but okay.
Yes, right, yeah. Yeah, you were right, fucking hell. I've only had one pint.
A lot of bands, when it's time for their encore, they just go stand right over there. We didn't want to waste the steps. We,
I already hit my roof goal today.
We take the guesswork out of articles.
You sure?
I lost my train of thought. It's possible I had a stroke, but I'm supposed to have some cool. Hey, want to say something. Coming up in the next 6 months, our band is going to celebrate our 29th birthday. And it's a real big deal for us. Each of these years that we get to just make music for you guys, so I want to thank each and every one of you, whether you've been a fan for a year or a day or 5 years or 10 years or 15 years or 20 years or 25 years. You guys mean the world to us, and just like we did not fucking cancel this show on you guys, we were gonna make this shit happen.
You don't know how adamant he was. I'm not being funny. I swear to God, you have no idea how adamant Jarrett was that we have to do the show. After all these years.
I had many conversation with people who I wanted us to not do this. And they're like, you're not gonna make any money, and I'm just like, I don't give a shit about money. Those fuckers have had tickets for 2 years. We're going to play the show. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to get you to clap. I'm just telling you that that's our commitment to you guys. So thank you for being you. This song goes out to all the happy people. It's called Shut Up and Smile.
First band I've seen doing aerial acrobats with plectrums. Every time I looked at Chris, he's like knocking one off his elbow.
Yep.
And then I look, and then he's like got one in his mouth, and I'm like, please don't throw that into the crowd. We're in the COVID times. Do not throw that from your mouth. Oh. And then one that you stuck to his head as well. That was.
Without a doubt, they are entertainers, and that's Jarrett admits this. He says that I go for the entertainment value, and that's what he goes for.
Yeah.
He sees himself as more of a performer as opposed to a magician. Musician?
I didn't see any magic.
Yeah. No. Well, their songs, they were rather magical, they were. But no, he sees himself more
it was
as a
magical experience.
you hear Jarrett in podcasts and stuff like that, and that is what he says. You know, he's more of a performer than a musician. It's a good show. You've had some good laughs with it as well, so it's just a typical bowling for soup, in my opinion.
All right. Well, how long have we gone? I don't know. I can't read me numbers. Yeah, 3 minutes.
Well, we got to fill up 3 more minutes.
No, I've only recorded 3 minutes.
Okay.
No, I tell a lie. It's upside down. It's 9.
I swear I was rambling on for more.
I know. This is the most rambling that's ever happened on this show.
Well, there you go.
It's usually just me and the missus arguing.
Oh shit, we're having an argument. Put the podcast on.
No, it's great. It's called argue talking. A friend of mine, him and his missus invented it. They don't argue, and they argue talking, because it's non-violent, non-harsh. It's just loud talking, argue talking. But then sometimes it goes too far, and she hits me.
Just can imagine it. I think you should fuck yourself tonight.
You should go walk off a fucking bridge. Right, yeah, that'll do.
Sure.
Stupid question. Anything to plug?
No.
Only ask, because there'll be one time when I say it, and then I'll be like, yeah.
What, as in, like, anything to plug, as in...
Yeah, you carry on.
I thought
with
you
that.
Wanted
any
to play
advertisement?
Something.
No, just because he's got a kilt on.
No, I thought you wanted to plug in the music. To play
no,
something.
If you have anything to plug, this is now the time. No.
Kilts. No. Kilts are things to plug.
Just love one another.
Oh Christ! Come on,
Christmas is the best time of year.
Oh fuck! This was the worst time to go fucking gigging with you. Was it fucking Christmas?
Although, first gig I've ever been to where they've whammed everyone at the same
time.
Yeah. I'm watching so many people just sitting there going, ah! Like, I knew I was coming up to this. I try and do wham every year, but this year I knew I was coming up to see this man here who I knew would wham me the moment I got here or have try and sneakily do it. So, yeah, didn't even bother.
No, didn't need to worry about it. He done it for us.
Right, fuck it. We're done. Come check us out on the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/thepunkrockskunkpodcast. You can find me on my other podcast where nobody listens to that one either. That's at thebadmovieclubpodcast@gmail.com. No, that's the email. Hang on. Where is it? Facebook, places, you can find them. We'll Next gig is in a couple of weeks, where we'll go and see Volbeat again for the seventh time this fucking year. But until then, just to say thank you to my co-hosts.
You're welcome. No worries. Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.
Bye.
I've never seen Elvana live. I've never heard any of their bands' songs.
There is a few on YouTube.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is I'm following them on Facebook, so I see it all the time.
Yeah.
Like the twin girls who are their roadies.
Yeah.
I see them all the fucking time.
No, they're the backing singers, and they're also the support band as well, because they have their own group. They do a few Hole covers as well.
Okay, Hole, as in like the Courtney Love Hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really sure what the Hole you're talking about, but...
I thought you said Holt.
Holt?
H-O-L-T.
Never heard of them.
No, I've not heard of them. That's why I was like, Holt.
Oh, by the way, that caption got deleted off the video.
Oh, did it?
Instagram said it was against community violations, and that was one of my warnings. Never had a warning in my life.